Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to present in this session. I would like to present the results of our research on fathered work-family balance focused on relationship with emotional support for their wives. First, I would like to show the cultural background of Japanese family. In Japan, the number of nuclear families and employed mothers are increasing. This slide shows the prevalence of nuclear family and employed mothers in Japan. The prevalence of nuclear family with children was 73%, and 30% of mothers were employed. So, fathers are expected to support their wives emotionally and on child-rearing. But nowadays, many fathers do not play enough family role. For example, only 0.6% of fathers took child-rearing leave at 2005. In addition, one research suggested that 80% of mothers thought their husband did not play enough family role. The reasons why fathers do not play enough are here. First, almost fathers work very hard, and they usually come home after 8 p.m. Traditionally, Japanese women have been regarded they should engage in household management and men in work. Now, about half of Japanese are said to have a traditional sense of women at home, men at work. Father's emotional support is very important for mother. It is reported to affect the mother's mental health, maternal attitude, and child developing. As a part of maternal and child health care, Japanese government promotes a better work-family balance among fathers. In detail, our government holds a campaign promoting father-child rearing. For example, government recommends companies to encourage fathers to have child rearing leave. This is previous slide. And there are many studies about work-family balance in Japan. Well-balanced work and family roles has a good influence for one's mental health and activity. But the studies of work-family balance in fathers are limited. The relationship between work-family balance in fathers and the emotional support for their wives is not found. Therefore, the purpose of this research was to clarify the relationship between work-family balance in fathers and the emotional support for their wives as mothers of young children. Participants of this research were 195 fathers of children enrolled in the first and second year classes of nursery schools in the suburban city of Tokyo, Japan. Dates were collected from November to December 2004. This research used cross-sectional self-reported questionnaire survey written by male. These variables are the measurements used in this research. As the characteristics, father's age, occupation, time to come home, experience of child rearing before having their own children, wife's occupation, family type, and number of children were measured. Idea on division of labor by gender was measured. In a short form of the scale of egalitarian sex role attitudes. This scale was established in Japan, and higher score means more egalitarian idea. Image about growing family was measured. This scale was established in Japan, and higher score means better images on growing family. There are many frameworks of work-family balance. For example, work-family conflict, work-family segmentation and work-family spillover. Spillover is correlation between subjective reaction to work and family. As measurement on work-family balance, we used three scales of spillover which were established in Japan. This slide shows the positive spillover scale. Positive spillover scale shows the degree of one's recognition about good influence between work and family. Father with high positive spillover score recognized that to have double roles in work and family was good for him. Positive spillover scale consists of 5 items. Fathers were asked to indicate the extent to which they experienced very often to not at all with each item on the 4 points. Respondents were summed and the scale can range 5 to 20. Examples of positive spillover scale items are here. First, my home life developed skills in me are useful at work. Second, quality of my home life improves if I am satisfied with my job. Third, my home life energizes me so I can tackle the challenges of my job. This slide shows the 2 negative spillover scales. These scales were consist of each 6 items and the scores were assessed in same way of positive spillover. One is negative spillover from family. Negative spillover from family shows the degree of recognition about bad influence from family to work. And another is negative spillover from work. Negative spillover from work shows the degree of recognition about bad influence from work to family. This table shows the demographic date of participants. Fathers' average age was 32 years old. Most fathers were employed outside. About half of fathers came to home after 8 p.m. Only 23% of fathers had experience of past child rearing before having their own child. About 43% of wives were employed outside. Most families were nuclear family. The average number of children was 1.8. This table shows the relationship between emotional support for the wives and 3 types of factors. Among factors of father and family, more fathers with higher score of ideas on division of labor by gender supported their wives emotionally more. Among 3 factors of work-family balance, only positive spillover had significant relationship with emotional support for wives. Previous studies suggested factors such as father's condition of occupation, time to come home late, and traditional sense of women at home, men at work were important for father's attitudes to their wives. Present research shows the importance of father's recognition of positive relation between work and family. This is a new perspective of relationship between father's work-family balance and their attitudes. In conclusion, higher positive spillover between work and family related higher emotional support for their wives. And we should study about predictor of positive spillover and how to promote it. As an example of way to promote positive spillover, campaigns to show companies and fathers the benefit of well-balanced work-family balance, and to make chance of fathers to have experience of child rearing before having their own child. Thank you very much for your attention. If you are interested in further information, please ask or email me. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our panelists for very interesting and varied presentations. And as promised, we do have time for questions and answers. So if you have a question, if you'd raise your hand. to recognize you. Questions and or comments? Yes. Can you repeat the question? I don't know if everyone.
The question was asked: who were the home visitors? Where were they? How were they trained? They were not. None of them were nurses. Some had degrees in social work, psychology, mostly around social sciences, maybe early childhood education. There was a nurse that worked specifically with the program, so they would get a nursing visit. But the home visitors were really trained in the infant mental health model in terms of looking at relationships and building relationships.
Yes.
For me as an observer or for the home visitor, they would try to see the family once a week. Sometimes that was possible and sometimes it wasn't. Sometimes if it was a time of crisis, they would see the patient, the client and the child more. Sometimes they would take them to doctor's appointments when they couldn't go on their own and they couldn't arrange other transportation. It really varied, and sometimes families would schedule an appointment and wouldn't be there, but they attempted to do at least once.
Yes.
It was available for group and family. However, at this time, I'm only seeing center programs, but we'll be bringing on group and family homes in the
future.
Is
that a free service then for them?
It is a free service for a year.
Even for family shelters?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a question over here. Yes. Can you speak a little louder?
They were all subsidized.
All the way in the back?
With our school system, because we only have one school system, and we are trying to track
kindergarten, in school and out of school suspensions due to behavior, and to try to track back and see if we're having any effect on that, you know, over the long term. But the centers that are participating report that they have fewer expulsions. The centers that we have not yet been able to work with, and we've only covered about 25% of them so far, we don't know. They won't tell us that.
Over here?
Did you have separate, well, you talked about the two different trainings. There was a 6-hour training for the facilities director, and then the training that trained their training for their facilities. Did you create, like, a facilitator manual, or several lesson plans for those teaching the facilitators and then those for them to teach those?
We did. We had the 2-hour training for the child care providers, and then we mailed out that training to the facilitators prior to the training and gave them a section to look over. And then during the 6-hour facilitator training, we started out with just a discussion of what makes a good presentation and what are good facilitation skills, and an in-depth overview about asthma. That less in-depth overview is in the training itself, but we thought as trainers they should have a more in-depth knowledge. So we probably spent the first 2 hours going over the facilitator guidelines and then also the in-depth asthma presentation. And then the rest of the time we had them go in groups and practice the presentation. And so throughout the rest of the class they gave the 2-hour presentation that they would then be giving in the community.
How did you incentivize them to take the training? Or did you?
We didn't incentivize them to take the training. We had professional growth units for the child care providers that were given by the local coordinating council. For the going out in the community, we were able to receive a grant to give the facilitator stipends for when they gave the training.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say that, Krista, I'm very impressed with your strategy and giving the award for best practices. And the way you really parlay that into re-advertising, that's a great strategy. Learned a lot from that.
It really did come from the coalition, so I can't take all the credit.
Okay, additional questions, comments? Well, again, please join me in thanking the panel for a very well-done presentation. I also should say, again, this committee is part of the APHA Maternal Child Health section. If you're interested in the MCH section or would like to get a little more information about them, two things to do. One is we have a very well-developed booth downstairs. It's along the far wall. Does anybody here remember the number of the booth? Okay, I'm forgetting that, but it is on the far wall of the exhibits. Or you can leave me your name and contact information, and I'll get that to the right person. Okay, thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
4:30 till